From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. We're listening to the dramatic finale of the Fifth Symphony by Dmitri Shostakovich. It's one of the most popular of all 20th century symphonies and maybe the most familiar music that Shostakovich ever composed. And it has an interesting backstory. Shostakovich wrote the symphony in just 3 months. When it was released, he described it as, quote, the creative response of a Soviet artist to just criticism. So what criticism was Shostakovich talking about? Well, it mostly revolved around one extraordinary work. In the early 1930s, Shostakovich wrote an opera called Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk. It takes a story that's both graphic and brutal and sets it to a wide spectrum of remarkable music. It's also a biting satire, though exactly who the object of that satire is still a matter of discussion. At first, the opera was well received. Over the next few years, it was produced numerous times in the Soviet Union, as well as in London, New York, Buenos Aires, Stockholm, and Zurich. But in 1936, an article in the official Soviet newspaper Pravda denounced the opera. It's widely thought that the article was prompted by Joseph Stalin himself. And that put Shostakovich in danger of being shipped off to a gulag, or worse. The opera quickly disappeared from Soviet stages and vanished almost completely until the 1960s, when it reappeared in a new, less controversial version. By now, that lesser revision is no longer necessary, and the original score is heard and admired for what it is, a devastating and beautiful drama, a complex opera filled with music and messages that stay with the listener long after the curtain has fallen. In this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear the stunning tragedy Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk by Shostakovich coming to us from the Vienna State Opera. Soprano Angela Danoka gives a remarkable performance as Katerina, the unforgettable title character, with tenor Misha Didik as Sergei in a production led by conductor Ingo Metzmacher.
Mucho